ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Monday night travel on Nightlife.
We're off to Indonesia tonight and travel on the western edge of the Savu Sea. A few islands east of Bali, there's a place where you can swim with horses. Yes, you heard it correctly. You can swim with horses. Wild horses could not drag me away from you. Yes, well, it's known as the quiet alternative to Bali. Sumba Island is a true paradise. And my next guest, more importantly, has been there. Travel writer Julie Miller joins us. Julie, good evening. Welcome to Nightlife.
Thank you very much. Nice to be here.
Where is Sumba Island anyway?
Well, it's off Bali. It's an hour's flight southeast of Bali. As a crow flies, it's just north of Darwin, really, but sort of between Darwin and west of Timor. So it's quite a large island. But as you said, not many people know about it. Sort of known as the forgotten island of Indonesia.
How do you get there, for heaven's sake?
You have to fly to Bali first. So from Australia, from the East Coast, you would fly to Denpasar and probably stay overnight or perhaps extend your holiday, have a couple of nice days in Bali, and then hop on a small plane with one of the regional airlines and then pop over the...
So how long is the flight from Bali to Sumba?
Less than an hour. So
do you go in a really small plane or what sort of plane?
It's sort of like a, 100-seater or something.
Oh, so, okay, right.
Yeah. Two engines, which I'm always happy about.
Yeah, that's good.
There's not very many resorts there, but there's quite a well, it is becoming more popular. A few luxury resorts are popping up, mostly on the back of this resort called Nihi Sumba, which is located on the far side of the island. So it's quite an adventure to get there. Once you arrive, you're met at the airport, and then you go usually in a sort of an open top safari type vehicle cross country. And so you see all the villages. Probably for about an hour and a half's drive to get to the far southern coast of Sumba, where there's this beautiful resort that's been built. Originally, it was a surfing resort back in the around about 2000. It was sort of a rustic surfing mecca. It has a very well-known left-hand reef break called Oki's Left, which is named after the famous surfer Mark. Is it Okalupo?
Mark Okalupo, yes.
Yes. All the famous surfers used to go there because it's an incredible reef break, apparently. And then round about in 2013, it was sold and then it became a luxury resort, sort of focused more on sort of luxury and honeymoons. And this beautiful, they built 27 villas.
Right.
And it won best resort in the world for Condé Nast Traveler. So, it was quite sort of this... Okay.
So it's really luxe, is it?
Very luxe, yeah, but also very charming. I mean, it's retained a lot of the feel of the island, like the architecture. The predominant architecture in Sumba is sort of this strange top hat sort of shaped building with thatched roofs, the culture there is really fascinating. It's traditionally an ancestor worship culture. It's predominantly Christian now. But up until probably, say, 50, 60 years ago, it was an ancestor worship with this very much of a horse culture as well. It was traditionally they were warriors. The horse is considered like a currency still within the local communities. They use the horse as dowries for...
Really? Where did the horses come from?
The horses were imported I think Chinese traders brought them over. And then... There's horses sort of in some of the Indonesian islands. When we say horse, they're very small in stature.
Right.
We would call them ponies. But they've, you see them, the local villagers ride them along the street. They have a festival called the Pasola where they have, which is performed on the beaches, and it's sort of they do archery and it's sort of to celebrate the rice harvest. So it's a very important part of their culture. So, yeah, very interesting.
So staying on the surf break for a second, is the surf break still there?
Yeah, the surf break's still there. The surf break has not gone away. And it's still very popular with surfers.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I mentioned you can swim with horses. Where do you swim with horses?
Well, it's an interesting story because I mentioned there's horses on the island and there weren't any at the resort for quite a few years. And then the owner one day, who is actually a polo player, the current owner, and he was going for a walk through a village and he saw this beautiful little horse, this little foal, and he decided to buy it on the spot and he brought it back and everybody loved it and gave it carrots and he built a stable for it. And then an Australian woman who is a friend of this owner, a woman called Carol Sharp, she's a bit of a horse whisperer apparently, she suggested to James McBride, the owner, that perhaps they could introduce an equestrian element into the guest program.
Yeah.
And sort of a gesture to the local community and to the local culture. So she started actually rescuing some of the local horses. Some of them were, you know, weren't in a good way, or they'd also used to race them. And so she rescued some of these race horses and brought them back and created a stable. And now they've got 20 odd horses, which are kept on the property. But every day they let them go along the beach and they wander down the horses, and then the guests come out and it's in front of the swimming pool and the main restaurant, and you can swim with the horses. So you jump on board bareback with a little saddle pad to cling to, and you get led into the water and it's absolutely blissful. I mean, the horses just love it. They're having a great time because this is what they want. It's like you're weightless. It's incredible. The horse is swimming and then suddenly you feel its legs. It's like swimming and you are weightless, just clinging to it. It's such a beautiful feeling.
Wow. Yeah, it's incredible.
And then after that, they let the horses go and they gallop back to their grazing grounds. And if this has become an Instagram absolute sensation, people absolutely love it because it's just this magnificent sight of these horses just, you know, careering up the beach. It's just this symbol of freedom. It's just become it's far more popular now than the surfing. People absolutely love it.
So can you ride the horses other than that? I mean,
I went for a ride along the beach, which was beautiful. And you can also take the horses. They have a spa location, which is located about a 15-minute drive, but it's on a separate location, so they call it the spa safari. So you can either ride horses or you can hike to the spa on this other point on the island.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an interesting thing. The weather was quite bad when I was there, so that got cancelled, unfortunately. So I didn't get to go through the villages, but yes, so there are several options for general riding as well.
I'm talking with travel writer Julie Miller. We're talking about the island of Sumba Island in Indonesia. It's north of Darwin. You have to fly to Bali to get there, but it does sound quite something. So what's the general go here? Is it just kicking back in the resort?
Yes, but you can explore outside the resort. I mean, the resort is so beautiful itself that. You don't really have to leave. And as I mentioned, even just going to the spa involves leaving the resort and going to another location. And that's an amazing experience because the spa is built in these little burets on the cliff top. So all you can hear is the sound of the ocean crashing beneath you. It's the most magical experience you'll ever. It's the best spa treatment I've ever had, to tell you the truth. There are several other excursions on offer. Of course, you can go surfing. The surf lessons are still an important part of it.
Mm-hmm.
It tends to be for more experienced surfers because it is a reef.
Right.
But they have surf lessons. So I'm not a surfer, so I did not want to risk that. But the people who do these lessons seem to think that's pretty amazing. They also have other water activities. They have a turtle hatchery there. So it wasn't turtle season when I was there, but they do rescue it's a turtle hatching beach, the main beach where the resort is based.
Mm-hmm.
So they collect the eggs and put them in a hatchery to protect them. And then when the turtles are hatched, the baby turtles, they have a release, which is a nice thing for the guests to be involved in.
Yeah, yeah.
So the resort also Sorry, go on.
Yeah, go on. What about the local people? Do you have any interaction with? Is there a town or is there anything like that?
There's villages around the resorts. Quite remote, really. There's not really anything. Right. There's a town close by, but the whole resort has based itself on quite sort of philanthropic and charity driven, as I think it needs to be. When you've got a luxury resort on a very poor island, whose lands that you're on. And from the beginning, they've been very conscious of that. And so they started, the original owners, back in the surfing days, started a thing called the Sumba Foundation. And it's a charity that looks after medical education and hospitality training. So most of the staff at the resort have been trained through this system. So they are given full hospitality training and then employment in the within the resort. And the staff members that I spoke to are very grateful for the opportunity because that is keeping their families afloat. And they love their work and the ability, be able to find out more about the world outside.
Sure.
And there's great opportunities. But you can also, as a guest, you can visit the clinics where they have these medical teams working.
Mm-hmm.
And also visit local schools where you can see some of the work that they're doing. And that was that's always a special experience.
Okay. All right, Sumba Island. I mean, it sounds a bit pricey, Julie. Is it?
It's not cheap, Phil. Yeah. I would say it's a special occasion. Yeah. It's like they have like one-bedroom villas that are around about $800 US a night.
Right.
That's expensive, but
that's very expensive. Yeah,
goes up to like the owner's villas where Oprah stays. So I don't know how much that costs, but yeah, it is a special occasion. It's become quite a popular honeymoon destination, right. For instance.
Right.
But it really is quite special. It's a really beautiful part of the world, and it's quite unique.
Okay, Sumba Island. It is. It's part of Indonesia, isn't it?
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Interesting. Somebody you might not have heard about, you might consider. Julie, good to talk. Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.